Maybe from now on, my life is going to be like that of any other kid my age. Maybe I really can have friends and not have to move to a new town every 6 months. Maybe things are finally going to be normal for me. Or at least as close to normal as any teenager's life can be after his mother dies and he's stuck in a rundown trailer with a father who's lost himself in the bottom of a bottle. Someone pokes me in the side with the eraser end of a pencil. I look over at the dark-haired girl in the desk next to me. She furrows her brow in mock anger, jerks her head toward the front of the class where our French teacher is writing on the board, and mouths the words, "Pay attention." She holds up the pencil and turns it so that the sharp end is pointed toward me like a dagger. If it really was a knife, I know 4 different ways to take it out of an enemy's hand before the attacker can take another breath. One would end up permanently cutting off the breath of whoever was threatening my life as I thrust that blade back into the assailant's throat. I don't ever want to do that to anyone, and there's no way on God's green earth I'd ever do that to Mina. I control the twitch in my right hand, keep it flat on my desktop. I raise my eyebrows and put an exaggerated look of mock fear on my face. "Spare me," I mouth back. Mina has to stifle a giggle at that, which brings a real smile to my face. I love it when she laughs. Even more when I'm the one who made her laugh. Mina Qureshi. Even her name is musical. Plus, she is the most beautiful girl I've ever met. Not that she acts as if she knows that. She's not stuck up or hung up on being pretty. It's just natural. But I'm going on too long about this. One of my faults. Mina points with her pencil at the stapled sheath of papers I've placed face down on my desk. She holds hers up. The usual A is printed in the upper right corner.
"What did you get?"
she whispers. I turn my essay over to display the B on top of it, which was handed back to me, as was Mina's, at the end of our last class. The comment from our English literature teacher is printed in large red letters underneath it. "Brevity is the soul of wit." Once again, I've just plain gone on too long about the subject. Mina nods.
"Keep it simple, stupid," she mouths at me.
Then she raises her left eyebrow and smiles, which makes it okay. I don't mind Mina calling me stupid. She can call me anything she wants. We're friends, and that means more to me than she realizes. I've had so few friends in my life, in fact, about as many as you can count on 2 fingers of one hand. I feel like I can tell her anything. Well, not really anything. That is a huge exaggeration. I mean that I feel as if I can trust her, and that is saying a lot. Trust is not something I was raised to either give or receive anywhere outside the circle of my family.